This music that you're hearing now was composed by the British group Blur, and it was carried to Mars aboard the Beagle 2 spacecraft, which in turn was carried towards Mars by the Mars Express, which was an orbiter and is still orbiting Mars and still sending back data. David Southwood is the Director of Science for the European Space Agency in Paris, and he spoke at the La Trobe University, at an event that was held in the State Library, and he had this to say about the Mars Express.
Mars Express, for us, was a major step into planetary science. Europe had not really made much in the way of contributions to planetary science until very recently. We think we've made our mark in the last few years. This is, I think, a very attractive image. In particular, it shows water ice, that's H2O, and dry ice, that's CO2 ice, on the surface of our neighbour. And of course, water and where water is on the planet Mars is a very fundamental issue. We designed Mars Express to do an inventory of water, to look for water all over the surface, but also to look for water from the bottom of the atmosphere up to the top. Here's water vapour, of course. And then also to look underneath.
There have been a lot of cameras on and near Mars.
Underneath the surface of the planet. How do you look underneath the surface of the planet? Well, it's a bit like we do with SOHO to see inside the sun. You use waves, and you excite waves inside the surface of Mars. But since Mars isn't continually undergoing Mars quakes, you have to send the waves down from the spacecraft. So we send them down using a radar. And I don't know, when you think of a radar, you think of the sort of thing you see at the airport. No, our radars are a little simpler. Great big, long piece of wire, roughly speaking, 20 meters long. So it's not, it's quite a complex thing, quite a long thing. And indeed, you see it opens a bit like a blind man's stick. You sort of, it's folded up, and it got to Mars in a box really about half the size of a filing cabinet. And then you open the box, and it's supposed to unfold really the way a blind man's stick sort of shakes, unfolds. This, of course, I show you this, and you see that doesn't look like it's unfolded correctly, does it? I show you this actually to suggest that my job isn't all fun, and you can't go up there and fix things when they go wrong. That's one of the simplest lessons about space. It is rather far away, and whereas, you know, if your car isn't working, you can at least kick it, or the television, you can bang it. You can't do that with a spacecraft, and you can't do it when a piece of equipment on a spacecraft doesn't work.
At this point in David Southwood's talk, the radio microphone failed. He went on to describe how it took a year of effort to get the radar antenna on Mars Express to deploy from its jammed position. The radio microphone began to work again, just as David related how this remarkable recovery was achieved. At first, the audio is a bit croaky, but after a minute or so, it returns to normal.
Of the spacecraft and the servo mechanisms that bring it back under control would have been unstable. We would have just been unable to control it. You can imagine the enthusiasm of the other scientists using the cameras and so on Mars Express for the idea of playing around, trying to shake this thing open, and then opening the other box. In fact, we did kick it. That's exactly what we did. We used the sun to kick it. And we in fact, heated the hinge by keeping it in sunlight continuously, and eventually it cracked open. And so before we let the other side out, we made it much hotter than we had originally intended. And then it came out nice and flexible, no whiplash, everything's fine. Everybody's forgotten it now, except for the team who had to make the decision, who'd spent a year probably not sleeping properly. Okay, this is one of the fun things of, I mean, it's not beer and Skittles most of the time. Most of the time we're up there nursing spacecraft along, trying to make them work. It really isn't much different to keeping equipment going in any other circumstance. It's just much harder to go and kick it. So you have to be more creative in how you play with things. Okay, well, the results from Mars Express, I particularly like the three-dimensional images. You can find them on the web. You can sort of now fly over Mars. There is now, this was with our high-resolution stereo camera. It's there's a whole raft of these images. For me, this is a different world. Whether we will ever see people there, I don't know. But in a way, I'm happy to go there just virtually using this kind of image.
And we will leave that at that point. And that was David Southwood, the Director of Science at the European Space Agency, which is based in Paris, relating how he snatched victory from the jaws of disaster. And it makes the point that getting to Mars and working at Mars is very, very difficult, and the Curiosity lander, which is due there on August the 6th, is not going to be no exception. We hope it works, but the chances are, well, it may not. And I noticed also that he snatched victory there from the microphone problem at the State Library of Victoria.